Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Steve Elkins, and today's date is September 19th, 2021. We're going to play a clip here. There's 30 minutes of this clip. I think we're going to skip that break in between there, Sam, and let's run the full 30, and I think you're going to want to call in and ask some questions. We can talk about some of the information there. I understand all of it. I love this stuff, actually. This is kind of in my wheelhouse. I love using that term. It's in my wheelhouse. I love this stuff. I love medicine. I love the technology. I love it all. But I do, I am very disturbed in the direction what's happening here. I did find out something interesting. You may not know this, that VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Recording System, that the system in place here to record all the data from these shots, I'm not going to call them vaccines, these shots, is actually, it's not, you know, it's, the FDA looks at it and like, or they don't even look at it or whatsoever. They don't even look at it. But it is primarily funded by the federal government. Interesting. Because everything I've ever seen that's been primarily funded or controlled by the federal government is also an agency that will have its numbers manipulated. Think so? Oh, yeah. I can guarantee you they'll tweak the numbers. They'll fudge on the numbers. They'll make bad numbers look much better. They'll make other numbers look good. They're the tweakers, and that's what they do. It's the same thing as the Baltic Dry Index. I hope to talk about that a little later too. Shortages on the shelf, but for some reason the Baltic Dry Index continues to go up. 61 ships in the harbor, Long Beach, and the Baltic Dry Index continues to go up. Another number that's manipulated by government. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. I learned that in business school. And that government knows how to do that very well, using George W. Bush's fuzzy mathematics. That's how they do it. Let's go ahead and play this clip, Sam. It is, again, Greg Hunter from USA Watchdog interviewing Karen Kingston, a top pharmaceutical analyst, talking about COVID-19 vaccines are poison. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Hi, I'm Greg Hunter. Welcome to USAWatchdog.com. The COVID situation, the vac situation, the booster situation, the death situation, the bad reactions to all these to the vaccines, they say, are saving us, even though they're cutting off ivermectin, they're cutting off monoclonal therapies in Texas and Florida, the only way to get the vaccine. And to talk about the vaccine and all the new information, the stuff we didn't know, we're knowing more and more, is Karen Kingston. Karen Kingston is a, hi Karen, she is a pharmaceutical medical device analyst. She can read a 200-page patent for a vaccine, and she's done it. And she can tell you what's in it and what it means. So, Karen, you were on a few weeks ago, and I heard you say, and I want to start here, you're highly skilled. I mean, it's a very specific skill set to be able to read a a patent for a drug, in this case, a vaccine, and read all the addendum pages, 200 pages plus all the addendums, to know what's in it and know what all the terms mean. And so, but one of the things you said that really broke it down was, I read this and I read the patents on this stuff, and I didn't know somebody could cry this much. This is, overall, these vaccines are bad, are they not?
They're not vaccines. They're only intended to poison, harm, mutate, cause genetic mutations, and kill adults and children. And they contain advanced medical technologies called lipid nanoparticles that are made of hydrogel, which contains graphene oxide. So when I read the patent, and I read what was allowed to be in these patents from the synthetic modified ribonucleic acid, that's the mRNA, which is synthetic genetic material, to strong immunosuppressants, such as some types of chemotherapies that could suppress the overreactive immune response while being injected with something that's going to hijack your immune system. And hijack your what's called your CD4 and CD8 cells or T cells, and actually produce this disease-causing genetic material that can cause cancers, inflammatory diseases, genetic disorders, infertility, etc. And that's when I cried, not for myself or my family, but for God's children, basically.
You brought up the whole cancer, the nanolipid particle, hydrogel, graphene oxide, which is poison. You said that's poison for humans. And doctor, just so you know, this is just broke. Dr. Ryan Cole, who's a who's done some of the first autopsies of this. I mean, all these have been a year and all these deaths. You know, where's the science, he asks. And he's doing autopsies and doing a breakdown. He's a pathologist. And now he says he's out reporting that he sees a 20-fold increase in cancers. Is that something that is reasonable to you, given the your knowledge of what is in this jabs, inoculations, death shots, whatever? 20-fold increase in cancer. Can you talk about that? Is that real?
I believe that's a very conservative estimate as far as the increase in cancers that we're going to witness from people who are injected with these emergency use authorization injections. What happened with the FDA is they violated their own law. So just to take one step back, there is, I believe it's under Section 501, Part 2, they have to actually prove that they've done all the tests to say that there's minimal risk to humans. And so that would be the preclinical test, the animal testing. So they skipped the animal testing. They signed letters of intent for what's called the carcinogenic effects of this of these vaccines, and they ignored a lot of data. So there is a study that was done just using the lipid nanoparticles. Forget the mRNA, which we do know also causes types of rare form types of cancer. But the lipid nanoparticles, there was a study done in mice. And what that study showed was that when they were injected with these delivery systems, because that's what they are, there was a huge upregulation in what's called the cytokine. It's a cytokine beta-1 protein. And what that is that is a very aggressive protein for it. It actually promotes the formation of cancer and cancer tumors and the formation of blood cells for those cancer tumors to grow. There was another cytokine, I don't recall the acronym for it right now off the top of my head, that also is another aggressive cancer-forming cytokine. And these are not a normal inflammatory responses. I know these probably sound like big words, but cytokines are just the signals that your body gives to each other to say, hey, there's an intruder here, this is what we should do, or either augment up or stand down. So this beta-1 protein and this other cytokine are not normal. They're like bringing in the Grim Reaper to take out the life of a human. It's not a normal inflammatory response. A normal inflammatory response is like interleukin 6, which works for both the adaptive and innate, interleukin 10, 12, interferon gamma. And I know some doctors are going, oh, she shouldn't say that. You know, those are very dangerous inflammatory cytokines. Well, guess what? When you're hungover, that's what happens. It's called sickness syndrome. So those are normal cytokine storms that happen when your body's being poisoned. These other ones are indications of morbidity and mortality, near-term morbidity and mortality.
I'm watching The Real World here, and Nicki Minaj tweeted out about Tucker Carlson talking about how, wow, how dare she think for herself. And they are attacking her. And they are attacking anyone that comes against this. There's no talk about natural immunity, which, according to Marty Makary, Dr. Marty Makary at Johns Hopkins, half of America back in May had natural immunity. And then Dr. Ryan Cole says, if you got natural immunity, you don't need these shots. You don't need these shots anyway, but you'll have a bad reaction if you have natural immunity. I mean, why the push? This is, seems like no science. They're talking about go ahead.
There is no science. So there's two points that I want to talk about. One is natural immunity, right? And let's just talk about medical malpractice and or second degree manslaughter if you treat someone for a condition that they don't have and have no risk of getting. So that's one thing we want to talk about. But the other thing I want to talk about, because I actually promised myself anytime I had an opportunity to talk about this side effect, which Nicki Minaj brought up, I was going to. Part of my career, I worked on a product you may have heard of. It's called Viagra. One of the first signs of blood clotting in your body, if you are a man, according to the American Heart Association publication and analysis from 1997, is erectile dysfunction. So Nicki Minaj had tweeted out that her cousin or friend had called off an engagement because after this man was injected, he experienced erectile dysfunction. That should be, and it is, I'm confident, it is a very common side effect in men who are injected with these mRNA vaccines. Why? Because they cause the proliferation, the production of trillions of spike proteins. What do these spike proteins do? So they adhere to your vasculature, to your blood vessels, and they cause blood clotting. According to the FDA, this is called disseminated thrombolytic coagulation. That is a fancy word for blood clots throughout your entire body and small blood clots. So the capillaries, which are the blood vessels that provide blood to some of your organs, and for men, it's one of the most important organs, you know, in many of their opinions, right? So if their capillaries have blood clots in them, small blood clots, they will experience erectile dysfunction. So I believe a lot of men who have been vaccinated probably are experiencing this problem and are attributing it to just stressful times or not getting out to the gym enough or not taking enough vitamins. That is not the case. It is from the injection.
You're saying that they just basically broke the law on all this. I mean, they come out with this, so we had a conversation in the pre-interview, that, you know, they say, oh, we proved comorbidity, and Dr. Robert Malone says, well, yeah, you can't get it. There's two vaccines. One's comorbidity, you can't get it, and then you can get, you know, the emergency use authorization of the BioNTech, what you've been getting. What's up with that? I mean, don't they have to follow some sort of rules? Can they just do whatever they want and lie to people?
Let me break down the question. So if the question is, did the FDA approve Comirnaty, which is supposed to be Pfizer BNT162b, the version of the vaccine in phase 3, which contains 30 micrograms of the mRNA and the pegylated lipids, the answer is yes, they did approve that. It's very normal for the FDA to approve a product and for that product to not be available for interstate commerce due to the need to manufacture the product. You're not allowed to stockpile product prior to FDA approval. You are allowed to stockpile product under emergency use authorization. Under emergency use authorization, the problem is there was no good manufacturing practices followed, which need to be followed for every FDA-approved product. So nobody knows what's in the vials that's in the market. So when the FDA approved Comirnaty on August 23rd, they had the audacity to reissue an EUA letter that stated what's available to the American people in the market right now is the same as Comirnaty. That's a lie. They don't know. They never inspected the vials on the market. And on the day of approval, they had not gotten any vials of Comirnaty. So neither the FDA, nor your healthcare provider, nor you, nor anyone knows what's in these vials, except for some independent researchers or scientists who may have taken them and looked at them under an electron microscope. But they're supposed to go through their own safety labs and regulatory review under an approved FDA product. That's a standard process that is thrown out the window under emergency use authorization, which was part of the PAHPRA Act in 2013 that was passed under Obama through Congress.
I'm watching. I'll bring it back to the real world and getting you to apply your science and knowledge, which is deep. You ought to get your you ought to have a honorary doctorate in this, but I digress. So I'm watching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Super Bowl champions, and Tom Brady. We're fully 100% vaxxed. I can play till I'm 50. And I'm thinking to myself, he's going to play till he's fit. I don't know if he's going to make it to the Super Bowl next year. I don't even know if he's going to make it to the playoffs. And question is, the downside of taking these jabs doesn't take years and years and years. Some of the downside can happen pretty soon. Is that correct?
That's correct. So the incidence specifically heart inflammation in healthy men and boys is extremely high. So if you read the FDA filing, as well as the VAERS data, but just the FDA filings, the severe events that happen usually happen within a few days of either the first or second dose. They're discarded from the report in the FDA. But if you take a look at the VAERS data, what you'll find is the 14,500 deaths that have happened so far, the majority of them happen within 2 to 3 days of the second dose. And the same thing with the myocarditis usually happens within 24 to 48 hours of the second dose. Myocarditis is a fancy word for inflammation of the heart, otherwise known as congestive heart failure, which has stages from 1 to 4. So any child or man that suffers from myocarditis, there's no such thing as a mild case. It means that their heart is failing. We just don't know how rapidly it's going to fail. And when your heart's failing, what that means is it can't pump oxygen, blood through to your body, so you have oxygen to perform the activities that you normally could perform. So if you're an athlete, you will not have enough oxygen in your body to run, jump, basically play your sport. If you're in the military, you won't have enough oxygen to have this, to defend our country, to carry guns, to hike, to run, all that stuff. And so what's interesting is the FDA approval letter, Greg, which you brought up, is really quite terrifying if any healthcare provider reads it. There's about 10 studies that they require for heart inflammation to understand the sequelae of disease. And sequelae is a fancy word for progression. So we don't know, like these NFL football players, like if they had any kind of chest pain and doctors say, well, just take some ibuprofen and go home. Worry about it. You'll be fine. That's a lie. And the FDA knows it's a lie because see how quickly these people progress to severe disease and disability over a period of 5 years. So we don't know if it's going to happen in 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, or 5 years. And the progression, can be permanent disability where you're basically in a wheelchair the rest of your life or have a walker and assistance, or death. I mean, it can progress to that. So these are very dangerous experimental gene, I wouldn't even call them therapy. I've been on the phone this week with a woman who has an advanced degree in mRNA in coronaviruses, in respiratory diseases, and study after study after study, the animals die. They all die. And there was an article I read in a non-peer-reviewed journal where Moderna, you know, and some NIH scientists were basically throwing a fit because they saw really cool stuff they were able to do with artificial intelligence and what's called in vitro experiments. And then when they injected into the animals would die, and they just wanted to get the stuff into humans. It's evil, just evil. So these are very dangerous. And I mean, do everything that you can to prevent your local governments, school boards, colleges to not mandate these and you know, have your employer fire you, pull your child out of school before you play Russian roulette with their health and their life.
Dr. Marcola, a lot of doctors have been out. He's one of the ones that came out, and he says 50% of the people are going to die. Other people are forecasting wrong in his program. He forecasts geopolitical and financial stuff. Die-off in early 2022. Cliff High, a data scientist, die off in early 2022. Other doctors that are out, they're saying that there's a large percentage of people that are going to die. Mercola, I said 50%. I don't know when that's going to happen. Do you think a large percentage, given the data that you look at, given the ingredients of the nanolipid particles and the mRNA and the graphene oxide and, you know, all the damage that you've seen, are you forecasting a big die-off is coming to America?
I'm not forecasting that because I don't we don't know what's in the vials.
Let me phrase that a different way. I'm sorry.
I mean, I talked to Dr. Judy Mikovits. She believes from the lots that they were able to test and audit, 50% seemed to be placebo. And one other thing I want to say is that the American people were under the impression that they were given BNT162b, which is 30 micrograms of the mRNA, which is a very high dose, by the way. Moderna is 100 micrograms per injection. But if you take a look at the initial new drug application, the approval letter alludes to two studies in the initial new drug application. Those two studies use 12 different variations and formulations of these injections with different dosing and three different mRNAs that produce different spike proteins. So one produces SP2, which is a variation of SARS-CoV-2. Another one just says random RBD, which means it moved the receptor binding domains. We don't know where they moved them to. And if there is a doctor or scientist that specializes in mRNA, they are probably laughing right now because it's such a sick joke that they called something that produces RBD and they don't specify it. I mean, it's anyway. And then the other one that's out in the market is from which these were all started injections in April or May of last year, is the vaccine that produces the spike protein for the South African variant. And I think why people should be suspicious and not trust the FDA or Pfizer or Moderna is that in April of last year, they created the code to produce the spike protein for the South African variant to produce antibodies to a variant that didn't come to the public, wasn't available, didn't manifest in our world, if you will, until January of 2021. So in April of 2020, they had the vaccine to produce the antibodies to a variant that didn't manifest in the world until January of 2021. I mean, I think that's weird.
Yeah, maybe even criminal. So you're saying that there are 12 different variants. So just because you got the shot or shots, you may have gotten a placebo.
You may have gotten a placebo. God forbid you got a 100 microgram dose. You probably don't have long to live.
So let's say there's not a big die-off. Are you saying a lot of people are going to be sick?
Yes, absolutely. People are going to be sick for two reasons. One, the mRNA causes disease. It does not, if you are injected with it, it will cause disease. So you are producing a pathogenic, so a disease-causing spike protein that can only cause illness. And those illnesses, I mean, I talked to Dr. Li Menyan, who was the virologist and researcher from Wuhan who escaped China and the CCP. So, I mean, she specifically said that these were man-made and manufactured to produce disease, and not just in a specific area such as cardiovascular disease. What they did is pure evil. It is meant to attack various different systems and organs. So your central nervous system, so your brain and your spinal cord. This is why we're seeing what's called myelitis and encephalitis, inflammation of your brain and your spinal cord. What that manifests as. Greg, I want to take this opportunity to talk about why some people are sick right now and they may not even know it from the vaccines.
Wow.
So inflammation of brain and spinal cord, one of the first symptoms is chronic fatigue syndrome. So if you are exhausted and you were injected, it is probably a side effect from that injection. That's why I brought up the erectile dysfunction. A lot of people are attributing these things that they might consider lifestyle conditions, so whether it's ED or exhaustion, and they're not attributing it to the vaccine. And what these are symptoms of mild to moderate disease, which is going to continue to progress. So in the case of erectile dysfunction, the progression becomes atherosclerosis. It becomes heart attacks and strokes, okay? In chronic fatigue syndrome, that can actually progress to severe brain fog and actually to some certain forms of paralysis and inability to have any kind of muscle strength. So I just want people who may be suffering from like what we would call mild to maybe moderate symptoms, and they're thinking it's just because the world is so crazy. But if you were vaccinated, it was from the vaccine.
Boy, go ahead.
No, what? I can't.
You got the floor.
I want people to make connections, you know, that this isn't a conspiracy theory that, you know, no, I'm not a doctor, but I work with doctors. I work with scientists. I take complicated scientific information and translate it to educate doctors about products and diseases, you know, and new emerging diseases, if you will. So that's what I do. And my only intention is to help educate people and for them to make a connection so that they have the knowledge and then they have the response to have the authority to stop this genocide and to just stop harming American people. And if they're saying, well, our government would never allow it to happen, here's what's also alarming. Under the Cures Act, which was passed on December 13th, 2016, signed into law by Obama, okay, under Section 2034, our Congress rewrote informed consent under emergency use authorization. What they stated, and I'm just going to read it to you verbatim. So informed consent, as you know, is you have the right to know what's in a product and what the benefits are and what all the side effects are, what your risks are, and you have a right to know if there's alternatives. Well, they waived that. And they said under emergency use authorization, the doctor doesn't need to tell you anything. The government doesn't need to tell you anything if one of these three conditions are met, where it's not feasible. And I understand that. Okay, let's say there's some outbreak in a stadium of some rare form or new form of Ebola, you know, and it's a 48-hour window to death, and you don't have time to educate people. So I get maybe where it's not feasible. That doesn't apply here because it's very feasible with the internet and the amount of time this has been going on to educate people. But this is the second one. It doesn't have to meet all three. Here's another one.
Let's cut
one.
It right there, Sam.
Or they don't have to give you informed consent.
Let's cut it there, and we'll come back. Open phone lines here, 512-248-8252. Wow, a lot of information there. I hope you took some notes. Again, it will be posted on the RBN website. Please go finish it up. Another 30 minutes to go on that one. But you'll have to do that on your own homework assignment. Stay tuned. More to come.
Somebody stole her. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Steve Wilkins, Off the Beaten Path. I am back. Our bumper tonight from going back to the 90s. It was the Outfield Diamond Days. Decided to pick something kind of uplifting, bringing me back to much better days. The 80s and 90s were good days. They were good years for me. Hopefully we can get back to those good days. There's a lot of information here in this video clip here with Greg Hunter and Karen Kingston on USA Watchdog. COVID-19 vaccines are poison. I want you to do a homework assignment. Please go to the RBN website. I understand it's been posted, and please finish up the other 30 minutes, but might as well just watch the entire thing all over again. And please take notes and share with others. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dave in New York. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, Steve. That was a very good audio. I only heard part of it, but of course, I'm just going to go back and listen.
Yeah, very good. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, she's really got the information. I didn't realize who it was. Mm-hmm. You said. Now, ivermectin is very good for the COVID, and I don't know what you have, but it could be, you know, definitely could be that.
We have discussed that. We have discussed that. Wife and I discussed that. Yeah. If need be, I will hunt down a doctor and I will put myself on ivermectin, but I don't know what I have here. Let's hope tomorrow's a better day for me, because I'm another 25 minutes here and I'm going to go steam myself and go to bed and hopefully wake up a new man. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. A lot of people have just gone to the stores and gotten the horse version. Dr. Malone says don't do that, but I know other people that are doing it, and I don't know that that's really an issue. I wouldn't say whether I'm doing it or not, but it's not an issue for me. Mm-hmm. But anyway, when Dr. McCullough was on, did he also say something like iodine or mercurochrome?
He actually said iodine. He told us to make a saline solution for a nasal spray. He said, and definitely either squirt it up the sinuses there and kind of mash it in and work it in, or take a Q-tip and use the saline solution with the iodine in there to coat the inside of the sinuses, because it would kill the COVID virus on contact if it made its entrance through the nasal passages there. I tried that. Actually, I made that, and like I said, I started nebulizing hydrogen peroxide, which is the weirdest experience. If you've ever placed hydrogen peroxide on a cut and watched it bubble, well, that's kind of going on the same thing in my lungs right now. When I do this nebulizer, I can feel my lungs kind of doing the same reaction. Whatever's in there that's reacting to the hydrogen peroxide, there's a foaming action, bubbling action going on in my lungs. It's really kind of weird. I'm getting a good radio voice out of it right now, but other than that, I'm hoping tomorrow I'm a new man. We'll see.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Anytime I think I might have been exposed to it or something, I just take everything. I can't take the kitchen sink, you know, DC, black seed, whatever, all kinds. Yeah. Anyway, so... what else is happening? I don't know. I'm talking to some people here. They're getting kicked out of their companies, healthcare companies. You know, they rejected their exemptions. And I looked up Dr. Fleming's, and I gave them that. It's got all kinds of constitutional and legal cases in it, because he's a JD also. And I think that's important, but the ones that they're giving out to these people say that, you know, if the company gives you it, they put right in there that, you know, if it's rejected, they're going to just assume that you are resigning your position. Never sign that.
No.
Draw a line through that. Write your own. You know, this is not. Yeah. And
don't sign anything. Yeah. Dave, don't sign anything. Let them terminate you. Let them fire you. Do not sign anything.
But what,
and then
what
file the lawsuits. I start filing lawsuits right after. I'm going to be filing lawsuits, no doubt about it.
Another thing you can do. What you can do is you can say, if you're terminating me against these laws, I'm going to require my salary and the gaps in my resume that are going to result, and I'm going to charge you whatever you want to charge, $100 a day extra for that or whatever. And you can do that as an adhesion contract. I mean, I suppose you can. I'm no expert in this. Where's Eric from New York and all these other people? You know, I think that's a good route. You know, put pressure on them. Yeah.
Well, you know, Dr. Peter McCullough mentioned, I asked him the question on John Twitchell's show, why are their lawyers not involved in this? He said, because they haven't seen fairness in the courts right now, and they're sitting back waiting. They're waiting for the courts to finally wise up and look at the information. Look at VAERS. They don't recognize VAERS. Neither does the FDA recognize VAERS. But they're waiting, and they're waiting for the money to show up. And this last clip we just talked about here with Karen Kingston, the interviewer, Greg Hunter, asked about the massive death that would be coming. And they talked about the pseudo-vaccine versus the real vaccine. And I think these guys have got it worked out. And looking through the eyes of the evil eyes of these people, just trying to figure what could they possibly be thinking. A massive die-off would really bring attention to the reason being the shot, okay? They don't want that. They want to find some escape area, some gray area, to say it's probably this or this. They'll probably blame it on global warming or something. I don't know what they're going to blame it on or a different
variant.
That's
exactly what I said earlier today to a friend. I said, listen, they're not going to do direct kill here. There's going to be, because it's destroying the immune system and they got all these things in there, there's going to have all these diseases, and it's just, hey, all these diseases increased. We don't know why.
Well, they said 20%, 20-fold increase on cancers. Now, I want to find some oncologists and talk to them and say, what are you seeing? I think this is definitely turning on the switches to many diseases. I think they're going to space out the death toll until you don't recognize it immediately, saying, wow, what's going on here? And they're going to do their best using the mainstream media to disguise it all that, people are dying, yes, and they're dying in large numbers, but you're not going to get to know about it. Because if they take down the social, if they take down these, they take down Twitter and Gab and all these other talking points sections, these systems are put in place for people to communicate. If they're controlling those things, then you can't share information of what's happening in your state with what's happening in this state. They're simply the social register here will be disrupted, and the sharing information will be censored. So how are you going to know what's happening in another state that there's a massive kill off there if you can't talk to anybody about it or relay it through the through Twitter or any of the other social services? How are you going to do it if they're censoring it all? You can't.
Well, it's rather interesting. If all these mind control people are gone, there still will be communication going on among the rest of us. Steve, I was wondering, do you have any good recommendations for these exemptions, sources for information on these if someone doesn't want to use Dr. Fleming's?
Yeah, actually, I wrote a whole bunch up, and I sent them over to Carol, one of our listeners. I tell you what, do me a favor, drop me a note in my email, offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com, and I will fish up the one I gave to her along with a bunch of documents, and I'll send over all my evidence that I'm using for me and my friends. I have an extra neighbor who's in the prison system. He's a prison guard, and I'm helping him right now to fight the government on his termination, which is coming up November 22nd, so I'm helping him. But no, drop me a line to my email, offthebeatenpathsteve.
I'll do that.
@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to help
you.
Got it.
Thanks, Steve. All right.
Okay, you got it.
I hope you're
feeling better.
Let's go back
to the phones here, and let's talk to Pat in Texas. You're on, Pat.
Hey, Steve. I just wanted to tell you that the air is very bad out there. That volcano in Las Palmas, or wherever it is, blew this morning. And that makes at least 38 blowing right now. And you got all that fire from out there. And even here in Texas, it's bad. So it might be bad over there, too. And what I do is I take alfalfa, about a big old bunch of it from Pipe and Rock on the Internet. It's all powder. And mix it in water. And then I mix a vitamin C in with it because it don't taste that good. And vitamin C is very good too, for allergies. Because I go out and I start sneezing. I got all the pipe gas wells right here, and sneezing, blowing my nose, all that. So I thought I'd tell you that.
I do lots of supplements. Plus, I get plenty of fresh air, vitamin D outside. Actually, right now I'm starting to feel a little sweat.
Fresh air.
I may be having a fever come on right now. I feel like I'm getting a little warm right now. So, hey, Pat, I need to push on here. I got two more callers, but I do appreciate your call. Thanks again very much for calling in. Tom in Utah, you're on the show. Tom, are you there?
We got the noise.
There we go. I'm here, Tom.
Okay, this is a little quiz. Incubation. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
Uh-huh.
It's dependent on the variable of temperature and replication.
And generally, what is the incubation time required for most respiratory diseases, by the way?
That I can't tell you, but I don't know. This one came on pretty fast. Tell me.
Generally, the minimum, and it really has to be a nasty infusion of particles. Mm-hmm. 3 days.
Well, I'm trying to trace this all back, and that traces me back to going to my next door neighbor's house to educate him on fighting the government. And I called him and I said, "Are you healthy?" He said, "Yes." I said, Were your family members in the house when I was there? Were they healthy? Are they sick? Cough or anything wrong respiratory-wise? He said, no, they're fine. That's the only place I could trace it. That puts me back 3 days. That puts me to his house. So I cannot find the variable which infected me.
Okay, but did you infuse their body tissues?
Well, no, but we were in the same talking space across the table from them, which is would be in the respiratory spray pattern, if so. That's the only thing I can come up with. I can't find another source of how I picked this up.
Well, what is the number one enemy to most pathogens? And by the way, they're all anaerobic. So what's the number one enemy? You were talking about putting peroxide into your lungs or into your body, right? So what's the enemy to pathogens?
Yep.
Oxygen.
Yeah, you said oxygen.
What's present everywhere, even in your friend's house?
Oxygen. Well, I'm feeling it right now. I got 10 more minutes to go, and I just hope I can get through. I think I got a fever coming on.
So
all right. Hey, Tom, I
got
to move on here.
What's that? The way you infused it in a fatty, fleshy product. And that's it.
Yeah.
It is not airborne. That's the biggest lie ever. So you got to find out how you infused it.
Yeah. All right. Tom, I got to move on here. I've got two more callers in the loop here. Dave in Ohio, you're on the show.
Yes, I had called earlier. You were in the process of responding, and I lost the call.
That's
about,
right.
I don't know if you recall, but you were talking about the test. My wife is supposed to be going to the doctor for a routine test where we and able to use the telehealth care. She didn't have the virus, and she's recovered, and she's fine now. But, again, I'm concerned about her being forced to take a test.
Nope, can't. Can't do it. Now, let me say, your doctor may come back. Dave, your doctor may come back and said, if you don't comply with my recommendation, then I'm no longer going to have you as a patient. And I'm going to tell you right now what Dr. McCullough and I talked about that, and that you could actually file charges, you could actually file a lawsuit against your doctor for abandonment. And I actually would highly recommend doing so, because dropping you over that is abandonment, and I would definitely take that to court, because now you have to find somebody else who knows your situation, who knows your history, who knows your case, and that actually is going to take time, take time to figure you out. That's abandonment. I would file a lawsuit against them.
Okay. Well, and we don't know that it would even come to that, and the same thing would be she's afraid she'd be told or be made to take.
You have the right to refuse any treatments that are recommended. It's your body, your choice. And that comes along with this also. There's no reason to actually use the PCR test on her, other than if they're just trying to get a false positive to help the narrative of this thing is still spreading. We need more vaccines. We need more people vaccinated. We need more shots. No, if you're healthy and somebody says, I need to test you with the PCR test, but I'm healthy, I have no symptoms, and they disregard that, it's the scam. So don't fall for it. You have every right to say no to that test or any other treatment they want to throw your way. You can say, nope, not interested in that. And if he takes the other route to say, well, then I'm not going to take care of your patient, you say, I'll see you in court. That's abandonment. You are abandoned me, and I will see you in court now.
Okay. But one other thing, she had, like I mentioned, she had used those telehealth visits, and I did two for a couple of times. And I'm wondering if this is something that there's our online providers or whatever that offer this kind of service. She has prescriptions that need to be renewed, and some of them, a couple of them, are controlled substances. So I don't know how that would work, or even if it's possible.
Well, if they withdraw any of those cares, those things you need that they're prescribed in the past over this issue, I guess saying it, they don't have a legal leg to stand on. That's pure abandonment is all that is. You have medications, you have scripts, and if you want to go through with the tele thing, that's fine. Telehealth, that's fine. But you know, if you actually do a face-to-face visit and assessment, and they start throwing these things that you must do these things, no, you're paying the bill here. Okay, you have rights. You can say yes or no to these things. I wouldn't have them test me for the PCR. I would not do it. It's a scam.
Right.
I know what they want.
Yeah, well, I was just curious if there was a way if you could find an online provider that, obviously someone she had never been to, and probably would have to be someone in this state, but I don't know how that would work.
You know what? Go to Dr. Peter McCullough's. He's got two websites. I don't have them in front of me here. Google him. He's got two websites, and he's got a network of physicians all around the country, 500 physicians or more, probably growing every day, that he's working with that will sign exemptions and put you in touch with people who will write you scripts for ivermectin if you need it. I would look him up on his website. That's Dr. Peter McCullough. And find out who in your area you can talk to. I would do that.
Yeah.
Okay?
She had problems with sinuses you were mentioning and eye drooping.
Sounds good. Sound like a plan, Dave. Dave, thanks for your call. We're going to go to commercial break and come back with one more call and maybe some closing comments here, and I'm going to go steam myself. Stay tuned.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey,
holding on here. A nice quote here from Mahatma Gandhi. Civil disobedience becomes a social... I can't even read this, God. Try it again. Civil disobedience becomes a sacred duty when the state becomes lawless or corrupt. Along with another one from Martin Luther King Jr. here, and I have to agree with these. I just love good quotes. Have a lot of meaning. One has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. That's exactly where we are right now. Unjust laws. The forced mandates, the economic medical extortion of take this or you lose your job. That's no longer a friend. That's nobody I want to work for, to be honest with you. When this is all over, I think we're going to be burning bridges here. We're going to be looking for people who are loyal, who care about their employees. This whole thing in the hospital, I can tell you in the hospital thing right now, this is going to go terribly wrong, terribly bad, because there are so many people that I know are saying, I'm not going to take this. And right now, you've got the gears all in motion that the things kind of come together. And now you start removing people from all these different areas of a hospital. Now, nothing runs smooth anymore. The long delays of care, long delays in getting the tests run, the x-rays, you name it. You're talking about, it's not gridlock, it's just major, major, major delays. And with delays, you have errors and mistakes and death. This is going to go terribly wrong for these people. If they don't use some common sense here and realize, you know, you go from frontline hero to frontline zero that fast, and it'd be a fool to terminate people. But we'll see in court if that's what happens. Let's go back to our last caller here, John in California. Welcome to the show, John. John,
yeah,
are you there?
Quick. Good evening, Steve. Another great wealth of information, and I thank you for that interview. And I got to remember Peter McCullough's name. I always forget about it. Got to write it down.
Dr. Peter McCullough.
Yeah, because I said before, Steve, it's going to come down to who's going to go first. Ones that are taking the backs, you know, they may live quite a while. The human body works in strange ways. I haven't. I feel good. I'm taking stuff to prevent it. I got help from other doctors who don't. It used to be an RBN in that. It's really helped me. Yeah. It just... That's what I'm doing. And just to say who's first.
Well, you're like me. We're trying to do the right things. We're trying to stay healthy. You know, the thing about this is... Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Just say, go home, get yourself better. Hope to see you tomorrow night with John. And,
yeah, me too.
But yeah, thanks a lot. Keep going.
All right, appreciate it. You know, you can do a lot of things, but if your DNA has been modified, there's not much you can do about that. So this is serious, serious stuff. That completes our show. Music is playing. I will be back again tomorrow night, I think, with John Stabman and the National Intel Reports. Thank you for your participation tonight. Much appreciated. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk to you. Good night.
At Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth! You're